FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world of instant gratification and reclaim your focus. Today, we're diving deep into something many of us struggle with: anxiety and panic attacks. Ever feel like your heart is racing out of your chest? You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute, thoughts swirling like a hurricane in your head? Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? We don't have to let anxiety run the show. Today, we're breaking down some actionable strategies to help you manage those anxious moments and conquer those panic attacks. Think of this as your toolbox for mental resilience. We'll be talking about grounding techniques because sometimes you just need to reconnect with reality in a way that feels safe and calm. We'll also explore the power of mindfulness, not just some hippy-dippy buzzword, but a real tool to help you observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Sienna. And hey, you're right. It takes practice, dedication, and sometimes a whole lot of patience with yourself. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Imagine feeling more in control, less reactive to stress, and actually enjoying life instead of constantly worrying about what's next. Sounds pretty good, right? Let's talk about some key takeaways that can really make a difference. First up, breathing exercises. It sounds simple, but they are seriously powerful. When anxiety kicks in, our breathing becomes shallow and rapid. By consciously taking slow, deep breaths, you can actually calm your nervous system down. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your body's stress response. You can even try box breathing: inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, hold again for 4. Repeat the cycle a few times and watch your anxiety melt away like ice cream on a summer day. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety often comes with a whole chorus of negative self-talk. That inner critic can be relentless. But remember, you have the power to choose what you focus on. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, just shifting your perspective can make a world of difference. Another powerful strategy is physical activity. Exercise isn't just good for your body, it's amazing for your mental health too. It releases those feel-good endorphins that act as natural mood boosters and stress relievers. Whether it's a brisk walk in the park, a dance session to your favorite tunes, or a high-intensity workout, find something you enjoy and get moving. Let's talk about sleep for a minute. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, getting enough sleep is crucial for managing anxiety. When you're sleep deprived, your body produces more stress hormones, making you feel more on edge and vulnerable to panic attacks. Aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep each night and create a relaxing bedtime routine. Think warm bath, calming music, no screens an hour before bed. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine you're in a meeting, presenting to your boss, heart pounding like a drum solo, palms sweating. Suddenly, your mind starts racing. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm incompetent? This is a disaster. Your breathing gets faster, your vision might even tunnel. That's anxiety rearing its ugly head. But here's where those strategies we talked about come in handy. You take a deep breath, remember box breathing. Tell yourself, I've got this, and focus on the content of your presentation. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, it's how you learn and grow. You start focusing on delivering value, sharing your knowledge, and connecting with your audience. That feeling of panic subsides, replaced by a sense of calm confidence. Boom. You slayed it. See, anxiety doesn't have to control your life. Remember, these strategies aren't magic bullets, they take practice and consistency. But trust me, the journey is worth it. You deserve to feel empowered, in control, and confident in navigating those anxious moments. Keep practicing those breathing exercises, challenge those negative thoughts, get moving, prioritize sleep, and remember that you're not alone in this. We're all in this together. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the love and support. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.